With scores, highlights, and headlines for all professional and collegiate sports. Get hyped for 107.7 The Bronc Retro's
The Overtime.
Welcome to The Overtime on 107.7 The Bronc Retro WRRC2, a 2023 and 2024 nominee for an Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Award for Best Online Streaming College Asian in the Nation. I'm Sam Cuthbert. Starting with the NBA, the New York Knicks and Chicago Bulls battled it out in an overtime thriller. The two teams were neck and neck throughout the majority of the game. In the fourth, with the Knicks up 120-119 and 11.7 seconds remaining, DeMar DeRozan was denied from taking the lead with the layup shot, and Jalen Brunson gets the defensive rebound.
DeRozan, 7 seconds. DeRozan drives, off balance shot, no good! Brunson the rebound!
Audio provided by YouTube.com. The Knicks beat the Bulls and secured the second seed in the Eastern Conference. Dante DiVincenzo and Jalen Brunson both finished with a double-double, with DiVincenzo putting up 25 points and went 10 of 21 from the floor. Brunson finished leading the team with 40 points and putting up 14 of his 30 shots from the floor. The Philadelphia 76ers came away with a 107-86 victory over the Brooklyn Nets. Throughout the first quarter, the two teams kept the game close, but early in the second, trailing the Nets 25-24, Tobias Harris made a one-foot layup and gave the 76ers the lead the rest of the way. The Nets lost momentum and couldn't retake the lead. With the win, the 76ers finished the regular season 47-35. Tyrese Maxey finished with a double-double, leading the team with 26 points and went 10-20 from the floor. Tobias Harris finished with 21.6 rebounds and went 8-15 from the floor. Switching over to the MLB, the Philadelphia Phillies got manhandled by the Pittsburgh Pirates with the final score 9-2. At the bottom of the third with the score 0-0, Trey Turner put the Phillies on the board with a home run and a 1-0 lead. But at the top of the sixth, with the Phillies up 2-1 and bases loaded, Jack Suwinski got a grand slam that brought Key Brian Hayes, Rowdy Tellez, and Andrew McCutchen home to give the Pirates a 5-2 lead.
In the air to right, toward that big wall, and over it, it's a line drive, grand slam for Suwinski! What a time for home run number 2! And Jack puts the Pirates back on top in Philly.
Audio provided by MLB.com. The Phillies couldn't retake the lead, and at the top of the ninth, McCutchen delivered a 2-run home run that sealed the victory for the Pirates. With the win, Mitch Keller had 4 strikeouts in 7 innings, while Joey Bart, Suwinski, and McCutchen batted a home run each for the Pirates. With the loss, Zach Wheeler had 10 strikeouts in 5 innings, and Trey Turner got the lone home run for the Phillies. The Yankees lost a heartbreaker to the Cleveland Guardians with the final score 8-7. Top of the third, Aaron Judge lobbed one deep in the stands that gave the Yankees a 3-run home run and a 3-0 lead. The Guardians cut the lead 3-2 off a 2-run home run by Jose Ramirez. At the bottom of the fifth, with a game tied 4-4, Etevan Florio got a homer and gave the Guardians a 5-4 lead. Anthony Volpe batted a double that brought Oswaldo Cabrera home to tie the game 5-5. At the bottom of the tenth, with a game tied 7-7, Andreas Jimenez hit a sacrifice fly and David Fryer ran to home plate to secure the victory for the Guardians. With the win, the Guardians improved their record to 10-5, while Ramirez finished the game with 2 RBIs, a home run, and a run. This has been the Overtime on 107.7 The Bronc Retro, winner of a 2022 and 2023 Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Award for Best Sports Update. Live from Rider University, I'm Sam Cuthbert.
And we are officially over time. Before you start throwing punches, know that you can listen to all past and future episodes of The Overtime at 107.7thebronc.com/overtime. Just click on your podcasting platform of choice. Let's get back into the music that made the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s only on 107.7 The Bronc Retro.
But are you a different animal and the same beast?